This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Having women around, this is, goes back to ancient harems, right? Why is having groups of women around so appealing? Other than the obvious reason of, okay, having attractive women attracts men to have want to know even more so than showing your wealth. Like, you have two beautiful girls around you is actually even more appealing than having $1 million, very rare Lamborghini. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Else to you. But it also attracts, this is the part that nobody talks about. It also attracts admiration and respect and mystery and want
from women.
That's the part that nobody wants to talk about.
We gotta talk about it.
That is the part that nobody wants to talk about. It's obvious that beautiful women will attract men. Beautiful women will also attract women, right? Mm-hmm. Because women like the vibe of other attractive women. Mm-hmm. Look, this is.
Let's talk about it. Blackout on this.
This is 100% facts, right? It's an interesting psychology play that I'm not, even if they're not attracted, I don't want, like, they don't got to be like bisexual or whatever, but I'm just saying that when a woman sees a guy by himself
with an attract,
or with somebody that might not be attractive, they're paying that attention. If they see a guy with an attractive woman or multiple attractive women, he becomes more appealing to said woman 9 times out of 10. They're not. That's just a fact, right?
Big facts.
So why is that so hard for people to really admit that?
I think they understand it. They just may not be able to pull it off. Even in some of the criticism I get about talking about the babies, I keep telling you, one thing women respect more than anything else is honesty. All the babies will refer to each other as the babies.
What you say? They will refer to each other?
Yeah, that's the collective.
What do you mean? Can you explain that a little bit?
They'll be like, I know you've been making your little jokes about us as the babies.
Are they a group chat?
Some of them don't want to participate. But I don't want to be involved in your little shenanigans. But the truth is, everyone's operating at multiples, and I'm single, so I can do whatever I want to. But they've also seen me be in relationship and post and go crazy, da da da. But the thing is, like, and I gave y'all a little gym, fellas, when things about to be on the end, oh, get the posting, your little baby. If she fine too, post it like crazy. Oh boy, I'll get cinematic mode. All the little photos I post in my story, I took. Oh, and get the posting like crazy. You'll attract something. I think it's, especially amongst women, and women, I know y'all won't break girl code in the chat, but please do. But a lot of times when a woman sees a man with an attractive woman or multiple and she looks happy, they are envisioning themselves what their life could be like if they're with you, especially if they are better for you. Especially if they're, the number of people post breakup, I didn't like her for you, and I would be so much better. And I just think you need a woman who would love you like this. And da 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 da. That shit look cute, but it looked real cute in a boat in Cabo in the 13. Cool. And the 13, that didn't hurt me. Cool.
So
enjoy the trip.
So, all right. So when this baby's conversation, it's like Ian's Angels. Is this what you're This is what you're.
They're not for sale, though. Shout to Taz. This is my personal.
Just your curate. You've curated a vibe.
Yes, and some of y'all weren't familiar with my game, but
and they're comfortable. They're comfortable with that.
They may not like it, but they at least acknowledge that I'm being honest about what I'm doing. But they also know the other side that if I am in love, I will be with that person and turn everything on earth down, which has been crazy because some of the people I turned down when I was in, you know, so it's the truth. A lot of times people may not want you until they see you're in a situation, and this happens in jobs. A person that may have worked for a local accounting firm or a big seven, not the big four accounting firm, if they get in the big four, they become more attractive to headhunters. So if you worked at Meta, now it opens up the ability for you to be able to go to Google, Cisco, NVIDIA, AMD, et cetera. If you're working at the ninth best IT defense company in the world, you're not as attractive for whatever reason. I don't make up these rules. And even me being open and honest about what I've gone through in my relationships, even just showing a vulnerability, it makes a lot of women be like, okay, cool. Like, at least you got some work to do. Don't get me wrong. But at least you're honest enough to have these conversations, especially in public, so I know what I'm getting into. That's why I keep saying, do most women want honesty or they want the guy who plays perfect in the beginning and then they find out they're dealing with a demon? You know what you are getting into from the beginning. Dealing with me, and then if I'm in love, then I'm gonna pour my all into you.
Then have you paid for a flight yet this year?
Have not. I got real close though, like 2 months ago. Erika, mama, see, you know what I mean? But oh, shout to Mikey. Mikey, you know the vibe. LeBronx something hit me the other day. Oh, man, hold on. You know what I mean? Oh, she had a comment. I know those kind of dinners. I was at one. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, cool. About the Joe Biden one? The Joe Biden comment?
Yeah. Who you going to be at dinner with in August in Atlanta? I'm like, I ain't even finished the presentation yet. I don't know. But I will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If y'all two men, if y'all want to be at the dinner, $5,000 a seat. Oh, I be feeling so bad too. Like when me and Todd come late, then the baddies got to get up from the table. They be eating the little shrimp cocktail stack and got to move to the kiddie table. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be there early.
Oh, man.
Joseph Anthony Button. Next time I go to the pod, I got a theory. You had a theory about me last year. I have one about you this year, my boy. We going to talk.
Yeah. Joseph Anthony Fire. Oh, shout out to Joe, man. All right. That was entertaining to say the least. Okay.
How many dinners would that be though?
Every night. Let's do a different dinner every night. Some are more
intimate than others.
For sure. Let's say that.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.